Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, January 20th, 2020, federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr., fight for your freedom. So I'm not a humble guy, you guys know that. I try to tamp it down. I'm not nearly as bad as I used to be. But I've written one of the best columns, I think, that I put out there in months, maybe years, about why impeachment is really taking place. And I don't even know if President Trump knows why it's taking place. But the column is there for you to read. I hope you do. I'm going to get into it a little bit, but you got to look at my logic here. It's not long. I don't bloviate on print as much as I bloviate on camera. So I hope you check it out. So the impeachment thing starts tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Actually, they'll be there at noon, taking care of business. Nobody really knows how it's going to go down. The turtle, Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, he's got his plan, but he's not telling anybody. So there'll be a bit of drama tomorrow when we come on the No Spin News. So we really don't know how they're going to structure this. What we do know, and what is absolutely going to happen, is a lot of grandstanding, a lot of smearing, a lot of propaganda, a lot of that, because this is the last chance for the resistance, the hate Trump cadres, to get the American public's attention to the evil of Donald Trump. This is it. We tried everything for 3 years. This is the end game. After this, we go into the primary season. The voters take over. The press will still be there hammering Trump every hour on the hour, but this is it. So you can expect the Democrats to try to elongate the process, although they run a big risk in Iowa. Iowa's 2 weeks from today, the Iowa caucus. And I'll be able to predict it probably the end of next week. I'll be able to tell you who's going to win it. Can't now. But you've got Warren and you got Klobuchar out of the process and Bernie Sanders as well. They can't campaign while they're listening to all this impeachment stuff in the Senate. All right. So it does have a direct impact on the electoral process. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Gallup, which is a fairly decent polling operation, took a random poll. That means they didn't say, are you Republican, are you Democrat, are you an independent? They didn't do that. Just called people up and said, do you approve of President Trump's job performance? 44 say yes, 53 no. That has stayed the same since the fall. So all this impeachment stuff hasn't moved that number. Do you want him to be removed from office, Gallup asked. No, 51%. Yes, 46. Okay. So the American public is not clamoring for this. Trump's approval, job approval has not been harmed. So you got the China deal coming in, and again, we're going to explain this to you because it does affect you. Everybody. It affects everybody. And the Washington Post and the New York Times don't like it. Of course they don't like it. There's nothing they like about Donald Trump. So the headline, the editorial board of the Washington Post, the deal leaves intact the foundations of Chinese mercantilism, a vast system of subsidies to favorite high-tech industries and state-owned firms. Well, welcome to communism, Washington Post. You know, do you not understand what that government is over there? They're going to subsidize their industries to harm the free industries in other countries. Then they run a bunch of columns by Trump haters. No pro-Trump column. No. Mm-mm. New York Times, same thing. All right, so you all know that, and this goes back to my column, so you might want to read it. The New York Times, by the way, endorsed Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar for president. I guess we co-presidency. Now, the reason they did this was because they couldn't just endorse Warren. That's who they really want. But she's so crazy, kooky socialist that the New York Times knew we got to put at least a little moderation. So Amy Klobuchar has no chance, couldn't possibly win no matter what happened. Okay? I mean, there isn't any chance that Amy Klobuchar will be president. But the New York Times, oh, yeah, we want her. No, you don't. You know, if they told the truth, which they never do, they want the socialist war. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, here's a final thought, Martin Luther King Day. I said on my radio commentary, he's a great man, in my opinion. There was a report last year about some sordid things he did in his social life. I did not report on it, as most of the mainstream media did. He's not here to defend himself. It really isn't relevant. If you look at every great man, and I mean every single great man and woman, they're flawed. We're all flawed. We're all sinners. All right? To concentrate on that is ridiculous. So Martin Luther King basically wanted equal opportunity for everybody. That's it. That's what he wanted, equal opportunity. Is there anybody who opposes that? If you do, then you shouldn't live in this country, because that's what the country was founded on. Even though they had slavery, we did away with it at great blood and treasure cost. But the basic tenet that stems from Judeo-Christian philosophy is equal opportunity for everybody. That's what Martin Luther King wanted and gave his life for. It's a shame that race relations are so contentious in America today. It's a real tragedy, because it shouldn't be that way. You're all in this together. But as I said, if you're going to do the white privilege, white supremacist, reparations, patriarchy, you're basically telling minority kids, you can't succeed. No way. Don't even try. We, the federal government, will give it to you. Boy, that's bad. That's so bad. But the progressive left believes that, and that's what they're doing. I have two documents from Martin Luther King in my collection. I prize them. One is a Time Magazine Man of the Year letter he wrote, and he was a humble guy, and I really admire Martin Luther King Jr. See you tomorrow.